the podcast with your host, Mike May.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is March 15th, 2024. The Carolina Hurricanes are 66 games into the season with a record of 40-20-6, good enough for 86 points, second in the Metro and fourth in the East. Games this week, we had a pretty full slate, starting with a road game against the New Jersey Devils on the 9th, followed by a back-to-back home game against Calgary on the 10th, then the New York Rangers at home on the 12th, and the Florida Panthers at home on the 14th. The Canes leave that with a 3-1 record, a win at New Jersey 4-2, a win versus Calgary 7-2, a loss versus the New York Rangers 1-0, and a win versus the Florida Panthers 4-0. We're going to look at it all together. The New Jersey and Calgary games are what you expect. These are two teams I don't see making the playoffs, two teams that really aren't good. So the wins are expected. They don't really give you any idea of where the Canes stack up. Now, on the backside of the schedule, when you look at the Rangers and the Florida Panthers, those are two of the best teams in the NHL and certainly two of the best teams in the East. It's a true test of what you're going to come up against during the playoffs. Obviously, the Canes lose 1-0 against the Rangers. Jake Guentzel's first game in a Carolina Hurricanes uniform. Unfortunate goal that deflects off Brady Shea's skate and goes through Pyotr Kochetkov's five hole. But all in all, that was a playoff battle. That was two teams that you expect to really compete for a Stanley Cup at this point. And they're going to have to go through each other at some point, most likely barring a first-round exit. What I will say is that I thought both goalies played spectacular. Shesterkin looked great for the Rangers. Pyotr looked great for the Hurricanes. It came down to a bounce. Sometimes that's how the cookie crumbles. There's no doubt about it. But the good news for the Hurricanes is that they have a little more lineup shuffling going on than the Rangers do. So we expect that chemistry to take a little bit of time to build. So we'll have to see what the next game against the Rangers looks like. I do think it's a team the Canes can beat in a 7-game series. It is absolutely going to be a bloodbath if it happens. We'll fast forward to the Florida game, which was last night. First 10 minutes of the game, Florida comes out and they're ready to go. Both teams are kind of hitting each other in the mouth, but Florida takes the first 10 minutes of the game. After that, the game starts to fall in the Canes' favor a little bit more. And then, with a little less than a minute left, we get a beautiful goal from Seth Jarvis, and all of the momentum swings to the Hurricanes, dominating the second period, dominating the third period, an extremely impressive performance by the Carolina Hurricanes, and a vibe-setting game. You get to see Evgeny Kuznetsov get his first goal. We see the classic Eagle celebration. The crowd went absolutely wild. It was the loudest I've heard the arena during a regular season game this season. It's really great to see everybody get behind him. We know that this is a reclamation project. He has spoke very openly about the challenges he had in the past and how appreciative he is of the opportunity to get going again. And to see the fans get behind him, it was really special. It's one of those moments that keeps you going back to games. When you get to see cool moments like that, the smile on his face, I know that he did one of the intermission interviews and he essentially said he was super appreciative of the fans response, and it nearly made him cry. He's just happy to be playing hockey again and got to experience emotions he hasn't felt in a long time. And that's special for him as a player and also for us as a fan base. You love those moments. The Hurricanes are a fan base that loves getting behind guys that need it. We've done that in the past with goalies who've been in slumps. We saw it earlier in the season with Ranta. Kuznetsov is just another guy that's going to benefit from a fan base that really gets behind players. And I believe Kuznetsov is going to reward the fan base and the team as a result. We all know the skill level is elite. He immediately steps on the ice and becomes one of the most skilled Hurricanes player and likely the best passer on the team, which is fantastic. Some things I wanted to highlight just from the week. I think we'll look at Nason first, right? A role guy playing a lot of time on the fourth line right now. Did all of the things you want him to do. I think one of the biggest things that I appreciated out of him this past week was his physicality versus Florida. He was willing to get to the dirty areas. He was standing up for his teammates and really doing all the things that Hurricanes fans love. We love a gritty player that's going to battle. And, you know, he's over 30 points this season as well. So he hasn't been a slouch on the score sheet either. So I want to tip my cap to him. Wasn't a big points week for him, but the effort is noticeable, and those lower lineup guys can really pay dividends when it comes to a playoff series. Another guy who's had a really rough go of it for the last 30 or 40 games, KK. Ends the week with a goal and two assists. The goal against New Jersey is fantastic. No angle, snipe, off the post, off the back of the goalie, in the net. He's getting back to his game. He's battling. He's doing the things that he needs to do if he wants to stay in the lineup when Drury comes back. You need him to be big. You need him to be physical. You need him to win board battles and find his teammates for opportunities. If we can get points out of the fourth line, then you're really cooking. And if they can provide a high press, really put pressure on the D and, you know, not be a negative Corsi, then you can roll four lines in the playoffs, and that's going to help you as you go from round to round to round. So I really liked what I saw out of those guys. Points-wise, great week for Svech. 3 goals, 2 assists. We saw some dumb penalties throughout the week. I know a lot of people, you know, we saw the slash against Tkachuk last night, and that's what we want to see, right? If Tkachuk is going to go after Aho, you know, you got to answer. You can't just tuck your tail. Svech isn't a guy that tucks his tail. I think Svech and Tkachuk should have went with penalties there. The fact that Aho gets hit with one is just the most bizarre thing on the planet. But this is the NHL, and you should always expect the unexpected when it comes to refs. At this point, it's actually the expected. Poor reffing has just become the nature of the league. The refs that had the opportunity to work the Florida game showed that they struggled when the heat was on. That was another example of playoff hockey in the regular season. The Rangers game and the Panthers game were both played at very close to what I would consider playoff pace and intensity. And the refs struggled to control it until the Canes simply choked out Florida and killed the game. Moving on. Another great week, Turbo. 2 goals, 4 assists. Love to see it. A guy that has all the ability. Looks like he's feeling super confident, loving the boost to the lineup. And we all know the ability that Turbo has. Love to see him get rewarded with 6 points in 4 games. Excellent play from him. And then we'll talk about 3 guys who are currently all playing on a line together, and I absolutely love it. Evgeny Kuznetsov, Jake Guentzel, Martin Natchez. I think the most interesting thing for me is we'll have to see how lines shake out. I would not hate seeing that line stay together. We already know what you can get out of Svech, KK, or Svetch, Aho, and Turbo, excuse me. Natchez, Gensel, and Kuznetsov is super interesting to me. And the reason for that is if you look at the roster, what is the biggest knock kind of been for Natchez? The talent is through the roof. There's no denying that. Maybe one of the higher skilled guys on the lineup prior to the trade deadline. That, like, very high up there, in my opinion. And he just might not be the perfect fit for the system. Well, guys like Gensel and Kuznetsov might not be your prototypical perfect fit if you want to maximize their value. Natchez fits in that box. When you throw the three of them together, if you give them a little bit of wiggle room on playing outside of the system and creating offense, you're in a perfect spot. You've already got the Svetch, Aho, Turbo line that can do their thing. We've got Stahl with Jarvis and Martinook that can do their thing. The fourth line is going to do their thing. If you can have a second line that's your change of pace that has that level of skill, Natchez, Gensel, Kuznetsov is elite offensively, and they haven't looked bad defensively. If they commit to playing defense, but you also give them a little bit of leash to go out and get you those points, I think that line could be super special. I know there's a chance we see Gensel with Aho at some point, but I love what I'm seeing out of them right now. We're only going to get more chemistry throughout the lineup as Gensel and Kuznetsov continue to learn the system and, you know, get chemistry with their teammates. It's been really a fun thing to watch. Another guy that I'm loving and I've been loving, and it was kind of the outlook we had at the beginning, Orlov is really starting to settle in. I love his partnership with Chatfield. I love that he's a guy that can bump up if needed. He's looking the part. He's looking like the guy you brought in. We all know it takes defensemen a little while to settle in. He seems to be reaching his stride. I think there's more left for him to give, and it's only going to come with time. And the good news is that we still have some time between now and the end of the season. And I'm just curious to see how high he can get. I love the play from Orlov lately. It's really rounding out into a fantastic lineup. We'd be remiss if we didn't congratulate Jacob Slavin for becoming the points leader as a defenseman in Hurricanes history. He achieved that versus Calgary. Slavin has been a guy that's been a staple in the lineup for a long time. He is more of a defensive defenseman, but he has offensive ability. There's no doubt about that. He's one of the more underrated players in the league historically, and we should all just be very grateful to have him. If we could teach Jacob Slavin to get angry a little bit, it might not be the worst thing, but we're not going to complain when the skill level that he has is as high as it is. And then finally, the piece that everybody was worried about during the season, leading up to the trade deadline, post-trade deadline, is goaltending. What I saw from Pyotr Kochetkov against the Rangers was a guy that absolutely relishes the opportunity to go against Russian elite goaltenders. He looked fantastic against Bobrovsky the last time we played Florida. He looked fantastic against the Rangers. You get scored on, deflection off your own teammate, 3 or 5 hole, it's going to happen. He looked great. A lot of people doubted Freddie coming back if he was going to play well. Well, guess what? Looked fantastic against Florida, posting a shutout, and with one of the better saves I've seen in a long time from him, a little paddle save, desperation, looked really the part. He's fresh. He's a guy that's motivated to be here. Another guy that's appreciative of the environment he's in. The team cares about him. The fan base cares about him. The coaching staff, management, everybody cares about him. And he is giving his best back on the ice as a result of it. So all through the lineup, you have to be happy with where we're at right now. The team looks great. They're going to continue to grow as the new guys get used to the system, build chemistry with their teammates, et cetera, et cetera. So it's exciting. It's an exciting time to be a Hurricanes fan. And I look forward to what's next. We still have some regular season games to get through, but the playoffs are right around the corner, and I know the Canes fans are getting excited for that. All right, upcoming games. This next week, even more of a slog than this previous week that we just discussed. They've got five games, starting with a back-to-back Saturday at Toronto, Sunday at Ottawa, Tuesday the 19th at the Islanders, Thursday back at home versus Philadelphia, and then Friday the 22nd at Washington. So five games between now and next Friday's episode. Two back-to-backs in the mix. It's going to be a big week. Not a lot of install time for Gensel and Kuznetsov, but lots of ice time, which is a great way to learn as well. Should be interesting to see how they get out of that. The number one priority is building chemistry and staying healthy. So it's a big week ahead. We'll see how it goes. Until next time, take care.